This is Tom here at Southall FC after a 4-1 loss, end of season game. I'm here with manager Chris Bulchin. Chris, what can I say? We were poor today, we just weren't up for it. Southall was a final game of the season for them as well, and they just had good work ethic. But on the whole, of all the years I've been in, it's been the best finish we've had. So, what are your thoughts on the season overall?
I think it's been a relatively good season. It's been tarnished by the last few weeks. We've been poor the last few weeks, we really have. I think we played well against on Wednesday against Chertsey, but you know, we had some good days, we had some bad days. Today's definitely a bad day. I think they're a good side though, they are a very good side, so you can't take too much away from Southall, but that's nowhere near our best, and it's frustrating. But I think we worked extremely hard on Wednesday, and I think that took a little bit out of the players today.
Regarding to the youngsters we brought to the end of the season, how do you think they've performed, how have they looked in training, and is there anything you want to say to them as we end the season?
I mean, we've tried to give youngsters a platform this season, and we've tried to do that a lot more than we did last season. I think from the under-18s, we've used obviously Dan Hurlow, Jamie Higgins, Charlie Berry. We've used Young Dougal. We've used Tom Griffin, who's played quite a big pivotal role in the season. I think we've used six or seven of the under-18s, and I don't think that's ever been done before. Not in my time here anyway, and not in the time before me. So, you know, we're trying to give kids a platform to play. Which is obviously really important.
And end of the season, we can look forward to pre-season in a couple of months, but first it's just a good long rest. Is there anything you want to say to fans, what they can expect in the next season and what to expect from the players?
Better than that out there today, that's for sure. What can I expect? New faces, definitely. Some will go, some will come in. We need a shape up. We need to look at it and start again and go back to front. I don't think we necessarily need a lot of players, but I need players here that want to play for the football club, and today I asked them to do something for me, and that was to work hard and to give the fans something to shout about last game of the season. And let's be honest, six or seven of them didn't do that today, so it's disappointing. But you have to look at the mindset of the players. It is the last game of the season, but I don't accept that, because when I played it was all or nothing, whether it was the first game of the season or the last game of the season, first minute or last minute. I gave it my all, so I expect that from my players, and today I don't think a lot of them did that, so I'm obviously disappointed, and it's not probably the right time to do an end of season interview now. I'll probably do it another day with you and meet up with you and do one on another day, because it's obviously frustrated after the performance out there, and I'm very, very rarely critical of my players, but today I've got to be critical of them because it's just not good enough, and they need to accept that the fact that, you know, they're playing good sides and they come off the pitch and think he's rubbish or he's done something wrong or the manager's got this wrong, or they've got to look at themselves first and foremost. They're not good enough today to win that football match, and it's as simple as that. So it's disappointing to end the season like that, but you've got to remember the good days we've had. We've had some unbelievable wins. You know, SCR will always stand out for being a great win because they're an unbelievable side, and let's give them full credit. They're a brilliant football team. We went there and played with 10 men for 70 minutes. So, you know, we've lost some good players this year. Obviously, Dan Stewart went to play step three football, and that was a bit of a dent into us. We've lost Bandy for the last six games, plus the other suspensions. We've probably lost Bandy for 10 games. We've lost Theo to injury, it's obviously been long term. We lost Eli for six or seven games. We lost Nemo for six or seven games. It's been a real topsy-turvy season. Just to finish in eighth position, I think that's where we finally finished, is a good season. But yeah, I'm just disappointed today, Tom.
Chris, I know you're frustrated, but hey, we've had a relatively successful season, and we wish you a long rest because it has been stressful at times, and we thank you for your time here.
No problem. Thanks for everything. Cheers. Thanks to the fans as well, because like I said, they're unbelievable. They're the reason I do this job and the reason I get up on a Saturday with a smile on my face. I look forward to seeing them all, and I look forward to seeing them all next Sunday. And that's an invite to all fans. It's just come down next Sunday down to City Club and enjoy and celebrate the season that we've had with the boys. Because like I said, not all of them are going to be here next year. So let's have one more drink together and celebrate what has been, like you said, a good season overall. So thanks very much.